Okay, good evening, everyone. I'm calling the special call meeting for the Coburn Town Council for Monday, June 21st, 2021 at 6:30 PM to order. Kathy, if you'll do a roll call, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devin T. Mooney. Joe Steele. Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum present, so we can proceed with the meeting. First item on the agenda is an opening prayer followed by the pledge. Mr. Williams, if you'll lead us in an opening prayer.
Lord, I ask that you just bless this meeting tonight and let everybody share the wisdom which they have for the town and citizens of this town.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you all. Okay, first item on the agenda tonight is public expression. Public expression is open to any citizen, taxpayer, or interested person in and around the town of Coburn. Ask that when you step forward that you state your name, your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. Is there anyone for public expression? Okay, seeing no one step forward, I'm going to close public expression. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda itself. It can be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
I would like to amend item B, where it is approval of the fiscal year 21-22 increased utility rate written to have it reworded to approval of the fiscal year 21-22 increase in utility rates in compliance with the VRA.
Okay, I'll second that motion. Okay, we have a motion to change item B under new business to approval of the financial year 21-22 in compliance with the VRA rate, utility rates increases. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there anything else? Okay, hearing none.
Were you going to do away with, we already did, it's not on here. There's no reports or anything?
No, there's no reports tonight.
All right.
Okay, hearing no anything else, I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Motion and second, any discussion? All those in favor of approving the agenda as amended, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. First item on that agenda under new business is the approval of the financial year 21-22 at budget. Mr. Williams.
On the general funds, we're looking at $2,684,501.80 for the revenue. It's $2,684,501.80. And the budget balance, that general fund is $1,146,120 for the revenue and also for the expenses in the water department. It's $877,682.50 for the revenue and $877,684.50 for the expenses. For the sewer department, expenses are $660,699.30. And on the revenue side, it's $660,699.30, creating a balanced budget.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Mr. Williams concerning the budget?
The only increases that's in here for salaries is all those that we have priorly discussed. No hidden surprises later on that I might get mad about.
No water plant employee raises.
That's already been discussed.
Put in.
That's in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
They did get it. Yeah. If you'll look under, where is that? It's under water department. Where the salaries went up $2,653. So that's everybody that works in the water department. All of theirs to, yeah, includes the plant.
Okay, any additional questions? Okay, hearing no additional questions, I'll make a motion that we approve the budget as presented.
Second.
Motion and second, any discussion? Kathy, if you'll do a roll call, please.
Carlos Collins. Jeff Powers.
Aye.
Devin T. Mooney. Joe Steele. Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. We have a budget for fiscal year 21-22. Next item on that agenda is the approval of the utility rate increases, which were prior voted.
In compliance with VRA.
Which is compliance with the VRA rates.
All right, for the in-town water and sewer, there's a 5% increase. For in-town, it brought us in the water department for $15.66 to $16.44 for less than 500 gallons. For 500 to 2,000 gallons, $24.07 to $25.27. And per gallon over 2,000 was at $7.23, is now $7.59. For the sewer department, less than 500 gallons went from $20.39 to $21.41. Up to 2,000 gallons, $31.29 up to $32.85. A flat rate of $50.06 is now $52.56. For out-of-town customers, it's a 6% increase. Less than 500 gallons from $23.72 went to $25.14. 500 to 2,000 gallons, $34.54 brought it to $36.61. Over 2,000 gallons, $10.90 to $11.55. On the sewer side, less than 500 gallons from $35.57 to $37.70. Up to 2,000 gallons is $51.82, increased to $54.93. Flat rate of $82.07 has gone to increase of $86.99. For connection fees, has not been changed, it maintains. Refuse collection for residential went from $9 to $10. Commercial rates for 1-4 cans, trash cans, went from $11 to $12. If you pick it up twice a week, was at $15, it's gone to $17. For three times a week, it was $20, it's gone to $25. We don't provide any out-of-town collections. For commercial dumpsters, it was at $16 a week. It's $18 a week now. For twice a week, it's $25, it's $28. And three times a week is $35, and has increased to $38. Tampering fee remains the same. What we noticed also is that when people get the water cut off and they tamper with the meter, it's a $100 fee. If they tamper and cause damage to the meter, cause a replacement, it's an additional $250 fine or penalty. Checks remain the same and connection services remain the same. Free connection service.
Okay. Any questions? Jimmy, the rates increases on the water and sewer, those are the same increases that were voted on last year for a 3-year time period, correct?
It is.
Any other questions?
I think I'm up in 4 years because it's 20%.
This is the next set of three. We finished our three. This past fiscal year was the third one, and this starts another three.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the first of three for the VRA.
And what I would say is that, you know, even with these rate increases that are in this particular one, which are required by VRA in order to receive funding for water or sewer projects out there. Now, these rates are still at the low end for Wise County, and if you look at PSA rates, we're way under PSA rates.
I noticed all the other towns were raising their rates this year.
They have.
I think they all got the same thing from the VRA that said you had to do this to maintain your status. So that's why I think everybody's done it. I think I've seen everybody's in there.
And the majority of everyone else, they base it off of 1,000 gallons versus...
I did. I add mine up when I look to see. I usually, theirs starts at 1,000. I'm like, so I need to do their 1,000 plus the next 1,000. So it's still below. Lenawisco has a spreadsheet on water rates and all that. It's on the website.
Okay. Any other discussion? Questions? Okay, I'll make a motion then that we approve the fiscal year 21-22 increase in utility rates to bring us into compliance with the VRA rates.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion?
Just to say, I did not like it when they came and told us, and I still don't like it, but I don't have a choice.
Very true. All right, Kathy, if you'll do a roll call again, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devin Tamani. Joe Steele. Sharon Steele.
Yes, aye.
Okay, motion carries. Next item on the agenda under New Business C is the acceptance of the Memorandum of Understanding between Wise County Board of Supervisors, Wise County Public Service Authority, and the Town of Coburn. Mr. Sturgill?
Yeah, what you have before you tonight is a MOU between the PSA, Board of Supervisors, and the Town of Coburn. This was presented to you all a couple of months ago. There were some concerns at that time dealing with the Town of Coburn's right to cure. That language has been modified as in paragraph 2 to give the Town of Coburn a chance to cure under the financing agreement if there is a default, and that cure would be within the terms of the loan agreement. And then there was also a drawing showing, updated as far as showing what customers it would affect. I guess it's not in there, but that would be part of it as part of the tax included. Obviously, from the Town of Coburn standpoint, I don't love having to do this agreement because I know, you know, we've discussed what the study is and what potential recommendations may be made. But it's also my understanding, in order for the project to go forward, that has to be done. So that's literally up to you all as far as what you want to do. But I feel like, as far as from the town of Coburn standpoint, we put as much language in there to protect the town as we could under the circumstances.
Okay, it was 35 customers. Those, we got that fixed.
Yes.
And I don't like the agreement. I don't like that we've had to do this anyway. And that study, we're not paying for it out of our pockets. It's coming from Lenawisco and the health department.
That's true.
So it's not costing me anything unless I don't make my payments, right?
That's true.
And the study was not mandated that if it said that it would be better, it didn't say I had to accept it and change.
You don't. The one thing is, you know, obviously for the town of Pound and what they were looking at, that was one of the big things the Attorney General's office was looking at, was that study. And seeing that they were not in compliance with the VRA. And that's obviously one of the really important reasons why you passed what you did on the last motion. Because if you didn't do that, and then this study came back and you weren't upkeeping your systems, I think the town would be in a lot of problems in the next few years.
I think study or no study, you know, if we're not maintaining the system, you know, the same thing that happened to the other town is going to happen to any town in the state of Virginia that does not follow their guidelines.
Right.
And I think that we've been proving ourselves right hard on replacements and keeping things in check.
Right.
So I feel like that is really just a formality, because I don't see us having a problem out of it later. I don't either.
I mean, you know, with the meeting that we had with PSA, I think I don't remember the exact numbers, but, you know, the PSA's portion of this is, and this is why there's a 35 customer guideline in this agreement. The 35 customers actually pays the cost of the project itself on a yearly basis, you know, based upon the PSA rates. Of course, you know, we're a little bit cheaper than PSA, but, you know, we're still well within, you know, where we need to be for that.
Do we have to waive the fee as far as the transmission fee using our line?
Yes.
How about when it comes from Grange Nest? Do we do the same thing?
No, the only thing that's wavered is
this project here.
This project here.
It's a banner section.
And, you know, let's also, Carlos, you know, just a reminder.
I don't know if you were here when all of that discussion, because this started before he got elected.
Yeah, where we are in this thing is that, you know, PSA is doing a sewer system in Banner itself, of course. And, you know, part of the original agreement was is that there was a small yearly fee that would be charged to them for using our lines. Mm-hmm. And we wavered that in order to get what we needed in this agreement, which I think was a small waiver on their part. But more importantly, what we're getting out of this is that there's a section of, what is it, Jeff, 2,000 feet of line from the beginning of corporation limits where we have our sewer into where we're replacing the sewer line that was not going to be replaced with our project. And PSA has agreed to go in and replace that line itself for us. So, and that's at no, you know, cost to us, that's cost to them.
And the rate they were gonna pay us was?
It was about $1,000 a year,
yeah,
roughly.
Yeah, it wasn't very much, because we said, that doesn't seem right. We had to go back and talk to them about that too.
And, you know, and also in this last meeting, you know, and we discussed it, and it's true. If we ever get to the point of where we're defaulting on this agreement that we're voting on tonight, you know, the same thing that happened to the town of Pound is going to happen to the town of Coburn. We're in default with that. So, you know, it's kind of it's a formality to do the paperwork, I feel like, but it's a necessary evil to do it. But again, if we default on this, VRA, you know, is going to come in and say, hey, and Attorney General's, hey, you know, you guys need to merge. No ifs, ands, or buts.
See, I think the only thing that right now that we're out of compliance with that they've been holding off is on those two pump stations.
Yeah, and that's...
Everything else is in compliance. We don't have sewer lines running into rivers and the problems that Pound had. We don't have those, so I don't foresee this being...
And those two pump stations are taken care of with this water project we've got coming up also, so...
And the only reason they haven't started finding us for that is because they knew this that big project was coming through that's going to pay for that. Because those fines are hefty.
They are quite hefty.
Yeah, on a daily basis. I think I saw one time. I didn't like the looks of that.
Well, it kind of goes back to where, you know, we had the old sewer treatment plant out at Sheffield. You know, we could have been fined hefty for that.
I think it was like $30,000 a day.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
$32,000 a day?
$32,000 a day? Yes, I don't.
And where we've been proactive in taking care of these things, they work with us.
Yeah.
Any additional questions or discussion? Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the Memorandum of Understanding between Wise County Board of Supervisors, Wise County PSA, and the Town of Coburn, as presented, authorizing Town Manager Jimmy Williams to sign the necessary paperwork for that.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Kathy, roll call, please.
Carl Collins. Jeff Kaiser. Devin Mooney, Joe Steele, Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Okay, there's no old business tonight. We have no reason to go into closed session that I'm aware of unless someone else knows something else. So, last item on the agenda is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
Well, not really any, but the Banner Project, we kind of transfer it to the main water line. Let's get the funds.
That project up here,
mm-hmm.
That's the one we just did. That's a sewer project.
So
yeah, it's not water. That's sewer.
Yeah. So we can't use that money or get that money to go for water.
No.
Nope. You're especially earmarked, granted, approved by DEQ, everybody involved in it. Got to be used for what they say,
yeah,
and we requested it for.
We didn't know that we were going to have an economic craziness with all these prices, because when the initial bid went out for the big project, we had the money to cover the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And left over
to buy extra equipment that we were going to need for the project.
Well, you'd think they would let you kind of hold off on the project.
We can hold off on the project,
but
we do.
You think the prices will fall?
Well, that's what
that's a year
John,
and a half off.
John was thinking that there's no promise, and he said, and we put it back out to bid. We don't know what they're going to say, what our contractors are going to do.
Yeah, and then more importantly, you know, it would. I'm afraid if we held off on that project, that you know
they'd give our money to somebody else.
Well, not only that, but VRA. Attorney General's office, I'm going to come in here and say, look, you guys got pump stations, you're not taking care of them, you promised us you'd take care of it, you had the funding available to do it, you chose not to, so there you go. It's a double-edged sword.
Then the PSA.
Yeah, PSA would come and there
in,
you got it.
And then everyone's
which
rates go from...
They'll have it anyway.
Do what
as
now?
Long as
that
we can hold off, we can try to not do that.
I'll never vote for it.
They'll have to take it away by force.
If you take water and sewer away from this town, you take away the cash register in this town.
Yeah, I know.
And as long and I feel, you know, as long as we are maintaining our lines, and when they have a water leak, they've got to go out and fix, and we have sewer problems, they go out and fix it. And as long as we're proactive working on it, and we're working with them, even though they didn't give us all the money we needed. We're still working on infrastructure and trying to maintain it. And I think that as long as you're doing that and you're showing that in good faith that you're working these problems, I think that we're going to be good. And I think that when we take our CARES, our new money that we get, and we replace that sewer line here without grant money, that's showing that we're trying. If we all vote for that process, then alley down there, which I think needs to be done. And get rid of the terracotta, that's what's back there, yeah. And I think that all that stuff plays in to making us look more sound.
There's also a very good possibility that we will get some grant dollars for that project through there too.
Right, and then, as far as I know, Biden's got something going on for infrastructure grants special. So, we may get into that. Well, I mean, I heard it, that he's saying it, so we might, you know, when he says infrastructure, I'm all about, I need some infrastructure. Sewer, water, roads, you know, we need it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, now, Mike, right there, you know about Jimmy, then, that wreck out there at Flatwoods, did they tell you about that? This guy took one of the fire hydrants out there, they had a wreck, pretty bad wreck out there, I think it was, Tuesday or Wednesday, I think. And took one of the fire hydrants out right there, so we might have to have another fire hydrant to put in. And did we turn that into our insurance?
Turn it into his insurance.
That's what I'm saying, turn it into their insurance?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you get a copy of the report.
Yeah, I think, Cliff got all that.
Yeah, his insurance should pay for the fire hydrant and the replacement.
Let's hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, anything else, Mr. Collins? Okay, thank you, Mrs. Steele.
Jimmy, I appreciate all the hard work and I'm sure Brent hair pulling out that you did to do this budget and get it ready for us, something that we would approve. And I thank you for that. And Will, I thank you for the time you spent on the memorandum, getting that in a language that we agreed to. And Jeff, every day, I just thank the Lord for you. And the slides are awesome, Jimmy. That little one is just as cute as it can be. Everybody's excited. I almost took garden hose and hooked that little one up today. Good. But I didn't. Had the health department there. Good thing I didn't.
Probably a very good thing that you did.
From the pool standpoints, from what we're being told, and the girls in the office are also being told the same thing, is that there's nothing but good being said about the County Coburn pool. And we've got people from Duffield and Dryden and Clintwood all coming, and it's done a really good deal this year. We've done good. Pool looks good, water looks good, kids are working hard. We're trying. And Kathy, I thank you for all your extra work that you do down there. Accounting is not fun. But I appreciate everybody, and I appreciate my council people for all they do behind the scenes that I don't know about. That's all. I got to go.
You forgot one important thing.
Oh, what?
You didn't congratulate the softball.
Oh, yes. I want to congratulate Eastside Varsity Softball for winning the Region D softball tournament, beating Thomas Walker 13-0. Third time we'd seen them. They beat us twice, but third time we showed them that we could play. And we are headed to play Auburn tomorrow for the Final Four for state.
Okay. 3 o'clock. Where's that at, Christiansburg?
Christiansburg, yeah. That's where I'm driving to as soon as I get out of here. I'm leaving Joe. He's sick. He can't go.
No,
so I'm taking Kaylee.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, dude. I told him you should have drove. He said, we need to get off there. Close this out.
Okay. I thought you might want to address that.
Yeah, so. But the softball team, we're real proud of them. Thank you for putting that on the marquee. They would appreciate that. And hopefully by next weekend we could say softball state.
All right. Ditto everything that Sharon just got through saying. Again, Lady Spartans, way to go. Keep it going on. Jimmy, you've done a great job in this budget this year. I know you put in a lot of effort, a lot of time, and a lot of headaches from a bunch of us in this thing. And thank you for your diligent work on that. Kathy, what else can I say? You do a great job.
Okay.
You do, trust me. Mr. Jeff Livingston.
Mm-hmm.
At least he didn't add another word in there.
just.
You just realized what I was saying, didn't you, Leo?
No. Mr. Livingston and I have this thing going on cell phones that we text back and forth photos of our grills, and Jeff has recently absolutely annihilated me with his text to me. Kudos to you.
You can bring that grill up to the pool anytime. We'll stay late. I think I might have heard about that grill today. Yeah, I think I heard about that because they were talking about having a pool party and inviting all the town crew to come to the pool party if Jeff would bring his grill. See, I'm not big on those.
I love those. That was
but
that,
I can do the other stuff.
But that was the day before. 2 days in a row he sends me these. Anyway, thank you for everything that you do too, Jeff, including the photos that I might get envious of. What can I say?
Yeah, I like that one you sent me.
Oh, that was the empty bowl. Yeah, yeah, that was good to the last bite. All right, that's it. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? All those in favor for adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.